What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Kris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Guys, it can be done. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of this interesting, on the upward swing, I might add, economy, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. We are so glad you're hanging out, and you are not alone. Thanks for tuning in. And a huge welcome to our newest affiliates, including KFJX 870 in beautiful Dallas-Fort Worth. From our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, no big shock there. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Had a phenomenal response to last week's top winter home remodeling projects. Man, do we have some creative people listening to this show out there. I am so impressed. It's unbelievable. I've been regaling you guys with stories of how I want to redo this bathroom upstairs. It's fully functional. This bathroom of mine, the master bathroom, it is just ugly as sin. I got to get it changed up. And the pictures being sent to me, the videos being sent to me of home remodeling projects, all done on a budget. Fantastic stuff from people coast to coast. Keep the great stuff coming in. But here's the thing. From last week's notes, I barely scratched the surface when it came to things that you can do. And let's face it, it's still the dead of winter time. We're sitting here, we just kissed the edge of February, so springtime's on the way. But for a lot of parts of the country, wherever you are, north, south, east, north, south, east, or west, it's tough to get some stuff done outside. It's time to hang out inside. What better way to do it and feel really smug and accomplished, like you got something done, than to do some inside home remodeling projects? And doing them on the cheap feels great. Not because you're getting a cheap result, because you're getting a luxurious result for a fraction of what it would otherwise cost. Again, many thanks to people coast to coast. For everybody out there who wants to chime in with pictures or stories, find me online at brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Find me online. It's all good. I want to hear all of your stories. Last week's show, we talked briefly about bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, flooring remodels, be it a hardwood floor, be it carpeting, something in between. Talked a little bit about painting, and painting is apparently, according to our listeners coast to coast, painting is where it's at. And it makes sense. It really does. Painting is inexpensive. Relatively inexpensive. It takes my level of expertise, meaning somewhere around, very enthusiastic yet amateur painter right here you're listening to. A lot of people out there have far more practice than I do, but I always get a good result when I'm painting. You spend a little bit of time on it, boom, it's done. The paints out there seem to have really improved in quality as well. When Victor and I first bought our house back in 2000, there were several steps you had to do. You had to prime, you had to scrape, you had to do this, you had to do that. Nowadays, there are a lot of products out there on the market. They're the primer and the paint all mixed into one. You don't have to do extra coats of paint. You don't have to let everything dry between the primer and the paint. It has so many qualities to today's paint that you didn't have even 10 years ago. If you've ever done a home improvement project and you feel like you got burned by it, it wasn't what you were looking for, give some thought to giving it another shot. Because I'm here to tell you, if I can make these products work in my favor, so can you. It's fantastic. So think seriously about doing some painting. What I'm going to be doing I'm telling you right now, I'm getting this done. I am redoing the bathroom upstairs. And here's what I keep watching for the bathroom. Envision, if you will, my master bathroom. You think a master bathroom, it's going to be elegant and beautiful and everything. No, not mine. Mine was remodeled back in the 50s, early 60s. And it has, from eye level down across every wall of my bathroom, picture this, eye level all the way down to the floor, pink Pepto-Bismol bathroom tiles. And I've now determined that I've got to get those things painted. And the more I look at these videos as to how to do it, I'm watching these YouTube videos. I'm not going to name names, but I'm watching like this gum snapping, you know, generation who the hell knows, just slapping the stuff on the walls while she's talking about her boyfriend and talking about, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it comes out looking fantastic. Now, I promise to stay a little more focused than this kid. I promise to stay a little more focused than this kid who got like, you know, a quadrillion hits on YouTube for it. But what it showed me is that this young lady's efforts were really not that focused, not that concentrated, and she came up with a fantastic result. So I got to do this. So that's one of the big things I'm doing. Stay tuned. I'm going to be repainting my bathroom tiles with this tile paint. I got to take down the ancient wallpaper around there, and I want to get brand new curtains, brand new, you know, shower curtains, brand new stuff for the walls. I'm going to be doing this. I'm very excited for myself. So stay tuned. And if you have any advice for me, things that you did that went spectacularly, things that you did that didn't go so spectacularly, and you want me to learn from your experiences, find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. In the meantime, I'm picking something to paint. I'm picking an indoor project to get us through the last of these winter months. Get out there and do it too. It feels good. What'd you do today? Oh, nothing. What'd you played on this, did that, whatever. What did you do today? Oh, I remodeled the entire bathroom and got it done. It's got that new paint smell, brand new rugs, brand new everything. It feels great. That feels good to say. You get my point. All right. Next up, we talked about painting. We will probably touch on painting once or twice more in this show because it just applies to pretty much every home improvement project out there. Next up, garage and basement remodel. For those of you out there with garages, I'm going to take a moment to indulge in a lot of self-pity. I don't have a garage. I've got a 120-year-old Victorian. Garages were not that big when they were first putting in those 120-year-old Victorians out there. Garages weren't really big. We've got a big shed, which is fantastic. No garage. So if you have a garage, you have my infinite envy. And if your garage is like so many other people's who are crazy busy, you've got 75 things on your to-do list for today alone. So redoing the garage, not so big on it. But if you find yourself getting a little bit of time to yourself and the weather's not so crazy cold or crazy crummy that some time in the garage is actually going to be enjoyable, give some serious thought to doing your garage. I've talked to people who just cleaned out stuff, rented a small rental truck, loaded things onto it that they have not used in ages, you know, old garbage cans, you know, old bikes that they could then give to someone else, maybe the local Goodwill or whatever. They cleared out so much square footage of space that they finally got room to put their cars in there, maybe a truck in there. One person was dying to get their boat in the garage and they finally had the space to do that. That's what I'm talking about. Claim your space back. Do you have houses? Do you have parts in your house where you feel like they are no longer your own? They belong to all of your junk. They belong to all of your stuff. That's not a put down. I got a house full of stuff. It's unbelievable, some of the rooms in my house, mainly the basement. We don't have a garage. I talk with some people who have these incredible, beautifully decorated, gorgeous basements, but their garages are out of control. They have zero hope of even ever getting a car in the garage. Time to turn that around. Here's the best part. Get your act together. Tell the kids to just, you know, hang out themselves, figure out whatever they need to figure out. Mom and dad or whoever, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be in the garage for a bit. We're going to be in the basement for a bit. Fill up your car with stuff and write down everything and remember it, because usually those bigger items like the bikes, like maybe the big toys that the kids played with, who knows what, you know, a go-kart that they might have had, that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that is a tax write-off genius move. They are tax write-off blessings of the highest order. Those big things in the garage that you want to get rid of, write everything down. You're about to claim your garage back as your own, and you're about to have a tax write-off that is going to make you smile, and it's going to be stuff of legend. I promise you. I talk to people who have hundreds of dollars they can write off just from stuff in their garage. You got to love that. Then I'm connecting with people who take it that next step, and they're repainting their garage or they're segmenting off an area. God, who sent me this? Somebody sent me a picture where they took a part of their garage and they turned it into a beautiful workshop. I am dazzled by this because honestly, it doesn't take that much work to turn it into a workshop. I was so impressed. It was another weekend project. So where there used to be this huge, cluttered, filled with junk, impossible to use, borderline dangerous, stacked up stuff that you're never going to use again, and they transformed it into this huge space. Think about how big your garages are if you've got garages out there. Think about how large your garage space is. People have turned them into playrooms. People have turned them into garages where they like to work on antique cars now. The imagination is staggering to me, what they're doing with these great spaces. And it adds a huge amount of indoor square footage for you to enjoy during the last of these winter months. It's a win-win for everybody. I tell you what, man, it feels good. I didn't do a garage. I mentioned we don't have a garage. I cleaned out all the kids' drawers and got literally, we don't have that much clothes. And yet I still cleaned out bags upon bags of stuff that I took to the local Goodwill. If you've got anything that you think somebody else could benefit from, take it to your local Goodwill. Check out and see what they take. Chances are excellent. Everything that you want to get rid of, they'll take, and they will put it to a great use. Somebody will be using it now where they weren't before. You know what I'm saying? So get the stuff out there. Make it happen. Clean out that garage. Clean out that basement. Reclaim your indoor spaces. It's totally worth it. I love doing this stuff. And send me your stories and your pictures and your before and afters. And if you can, tell me exactly what you were able to write off on your taxes as well, because a lot of times that just hits the biggest punch for me. I love that. Nothing like a nice tax write-off. And when you couple that with a cleaned-out basement where you've got tons of space, or a cleaned-out garage where you now can park anything and everything and have some spare room to yourself, everyone's a winner. I love it. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a minute. We're going to do more top winter, inexpensive, highly effective home remodeling projects right after the break. After that, in our C segment, halfway past the hour, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, backed by popular demand. You all stay tuned. Cheap is small.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating today's show to inexpensive, fabulous, small, not huge, small home improvement projects that pack this huge wallop. I'm telling you what, I'm getting to a point in my life, I figured I should be a lot older before I think this way. I cannot stand going outside in the winter, and I'm hearing from people all over the place. In the normally, you know, states you would think of as warmer, you know, our stations in Texas, in Southern California, the Super Talk Mississippi stations, all of, not just our stations like here in Atlantic City and Philadelphia and Minnesota and, you know, Montana and everywhere, Spokane, Washington. Nobody wants to go outside. I appreciate that. Thank you for backing me up on that. It's too cold, or the weather's just too crappy. You know, wherever you are, February is not a great month to be outside. So stay inside. Just stay productive. Maybe you and I don't hang out on the couch as much as we normally do in January. February, it's time to kick it up a notch and get some home improvement projects done. Last week, phenomenal response to last week's show. The pictures that were sent to me, the video that was sent to me for bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, inexpensive flooring remodels. I'm impressed. You know what I wanted to ask before? I want to do an informal poll, okay? I am married to an American who is of Armenian ancestry. What does that mean? Here's what it means. It means that all of his family was born in Armenia, a gorgeous Eastern European country, incredible history. Here's the thing. They love their carpet. They come over here, they do rugs, they do carpet. You will see the vast majority of carpet companies out there. You'll find that the owner of them has a last name that ends in I-A-N, kind of like Hagopian. I am married to an Armenian. He loves his carpet. I am thinking about carpeting the bathroom. Is this just a total, you know, laugh in my face, completely big no-no that you don't do? I know you're not supposed to put carpeting in the bathroom, but I hate cold floors in the wintertime. The little dinky area rug that you put down, the bathroom rug, that's not going to work. It doesn't do it for me. I want to carpet the bathroom. Let me know what you think on that. And next up, I'm here to tell you right now, one of the best things about redoing a bathroom, say, in the next month or so, is if you decide to put any kind of new flooring down. Bathrooms historically have very small amounts of square footage for flooring. It's not that big of a job. I have actually, with my incredibly low skill set levels, I have actually carpeted a guest bathroom upstairs, and it looks phenomenal. It certainly looks better than the crappy floor that was there before. You can tell that I cut in, that it was me, that it was my efforts and not a professional. As you look around the base of the toilet, you can see some tiny little, you know, not gaps. I mean, it's a really smooth job, but you can tell the way the carpet lays. There's this tiny, like a quarter of an inch, that rises up the side of the toilet bowl. It actually looks very pretty. I could be going into too much detail. My apologies, but I feel like we're family here. But long story short, I got a piece of carpeting from a local carpet store when they were having a sale. Bathrooms have historically much less square footage than any other room, so you can buy a remnant for easily half price compared to what you'd be spending per square foot for a larger room. So it is this inexpensive, yummy, incredibly luxurious touch to any bathroom, in my opinion. Don't judge me. I love carpet in a bathroom. I just do. You know why else? If you ever find that after a couple of years of solid family use in that bathroom between showers and everything else, you can just easily rip it back out and put in another piece very inexpensively. I love that. Okay, so I just decided right here on the air, I'm going to put carpeting in this bathroom. I'm going to be repainting the tile, and I'm putting carpeting in the bathroom. That's what I'm doing. And the next thing on this list, top winter home remodeling projects, just one of a zillion printouts sent to me by listeners coast to coast. Here's one of the best things you can do for your house. If you're trying to get off your keister, get a couple of productive things done while the weather's still crappy outside, you're hanging out inside, going a little stir crazy, go around your house and do some touch-ups. Just perform these little touch-ups. Do you have something that requires some stitching up? Maybe a pillow that needs to be fixed up? Maybe you need to put in a new mirror somewhere? Maybe you just hate the, you know, pillows in one room. You want to redo that a little bit. Put in a new rug in the foyer. Go out and take a look for that. You know, paint up the walls where you've got skid marks from the kids where they accidentally dragged a pen. My kids don't do that often, honestly. I got great kids. You've got great kids, too. But sometimes that pen and the wall will meet. Go around the house and touch up with that. Think about taking it that extra step, though. Go into the rooms where you do the most entertaining, maybe a nice dining room, maybe a nice living room if you've got one that's kind of off limits for everybody but company. Look at the ceilings. Think about putting up some crown molding. Do you know how easy that is, putting up crown molding these days? They cut it right for you right there at the Home Improvement Center. You give them the dimensions on your room. They will cut it for you. You need two people to do this. So bring in a buddy or a spouse or a significant other, and you're putting up that crown molding. It does an incredible touch to any room. It's elegant. It's beautiful. I love it. Think about putting in the carpet in the bathroom. Don't judge me. You will love it. You will never go back. You put some carpeting in your bathroom, you will never go back. Put up the crown molding, maybe in a dining room or in a family room. Touch up the paint around your house. You know what they have nowadays? When you're touching a paint, you no longer have to go through the house with a wobbly can of paint that you're afraid is going to splash everywhere and one of those, you know, huge paint brushes. Oh, it's going to drip. It's going to flick paint on everything. No, there's the coolest thing out there. It's a small bottle. It looks like a little travel size hairspray bottle. It's that size. It's that small. It rests right in the palm of your hand. You fill it up with paint, and then there's this little sponge topper on the top of it. You go through your house and you just touch up. Maybe around the light fixtures where all the grubby hands have been. Touch up around there. Wherever a marker or a pen or something's gone wrong, touch up right over there. For me, oh my God, you know what I got to do? You guys know that I do my own hair dyeing. I dye my hair because if I went to the salon every month for it, it would be, no joke, $150 per visit, which is, my God, it's like $1,200 a year. Who has got that kind of cash? I do not. So I dye my hair at home. All right. Oh, yay. Good. Fantastic. Good for you, Chris. Here's the downside. My little bathroom downstairs where I do all this in has got tiny flecks, despite my highly professional, you know, way of doing this. There's tiny flecks once in a while of hair dye that wind up on the wall. You can barely see it. You have to be looking for it. But when I am looking for it, I see these little flecks everywhere. So what do? I get one of these little handheld jobbers. It's beautiful. It's so smart. You get one of these little handheld jobbers, and it's brilliant. You just touch up. The house smells like the fresh paint smell. What's not to love? I love that fresh paint smell. It feels like you're doing something kind of worthwhile and kind of strong and just getting something finished and getting something complete. And you can touch up an entire room for no fuss and no craziness. You're not going to slop big, you know, waves of paint everywhere. It's all good. I love that stuff. Go out and get one of those. I'm telling you, you'll be so glad that you did. You touch up around the light fixtures and anywhere else where the kids might be putting stuff down. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so we put up the crown molding. We have touched up the bathrooms. We've touched up around the house. What does this say? Refinishing a banister. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Our banister's in pretty good shape down at the bottom of our stairs. Adding baseboard. You could do that too. All good. Weather stripping your doors. Can I tell you guys something? Don't laugh about the weather stripping your doors. I did that. We did that. One of the first things we did in our house. It was incredible how much money it saved for us. Refinishing that kind of stuff. Anything you can do inside your house that saves you money, you already know that I'm going to love it. And when you're doing it in these last of the winter months where we're stuck inside, you know, maybe we don't want to do this, don't want to do that, think about just grabbing a couple of tiny Don't even have to change clothes for them. Don't have to worry about your skill level for them. Just get a couple of things done. It does a body good. It really does. You know what else I have to do? I wasn't going to bring this up, but it suddenly jumped into my head. Give your car a makeover as well. If your car is anything like mine, holy crow, there is so much going on in there. I got to clean it out. I got to scrub it down. I got to vacuum it out. And it deserves better than what it has right now. Is your car anything like that? Tony's car is like that too. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back, more after the break. When we get back, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap is small.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and of course, this being our segment Half Past the Hour, we are now enjoying another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Sitting here, partnered with my very capable and one of the finer realtors here in the Philadelphia area.
One of the finer?
One of the finer, exactly. Oh, I'm trying to be sound unbiased, but it sounds fake. The best realtor in the Philadelphia area, my friend.
You know, I don't know if I'd lay claim to that title or not, but I do know that... I do believe that I am one of the best, and I certainly would appreciate a chance to prove that to you.
Exactly.
If you're in the Philadelphia area, now we certainly are broadcasting out to a nationwide audience, so we're going to be talking about subjects that are applicable nationally.
Yep.
But folks, regardless of where you're located, the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline is 484-574-4088. Give us a shout, regardless of where you are, whatever your question is, give us a shout, and we'll be glad to chat with you and put you on the right track.
That's right. Wherever you are, coast to coast, guys, we've got listeners. We've got the best listeners in the world, and they're scattered all over these great U.S., the great United States. But when it comes to, if you have any questions on real estate, give Dad a shout out. Call or text 484-574-4088. He's with Keller Williams here in the Philadelphia area. They've got locations everywhere in all of the cities where the show airs. And it's an outstanding network of people, honest to God. And if you're looking to dip a toe into the real estate market, and given all of the latest economic headlines, if you are even thinking about buying, selling, renting, flipping, you know that you've got that little itch to get yourself involved in some real estate. Scratch that itch. Give Dad a call, 484-574-4088. Send him a text. Tell him where you're calling in from. He will hook you up with a realtor that can get it done. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead. I bet I have an answer.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. When we had the show last week, and as you know, of course, we aired the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate here in the Philadelphia area separate as well. But we had a listener, Trisha Kay. The last name starts with a K. I promise to keep her somewhat anonymous here in the Westchester area. She
Hi,
had a
Trisha.
Great question. Hello, Trisha. She had a great question. Every week, you really dive down into why people should get into the real estate market now. And the math always bears that out. You know, you've got a lower bit of inventory for the real estate market, and that's pretty much, coast to coast. And you've got the double-edged sword of a great economy always parallel with interest rates starting to climb on the rise just a bit. The warning signs are there. Trisha is like so many other people, coast to coast, like a lot of our listeners. She works keister off, works several, many, many hours a week, has a family, has a husband, does the same thing. He works hard too. Their credit is nowhere near where they want it to be. So you ask yourself.
Familiar story.
Oh my God, yeah. So you ask yourself, do I wait for a year now that she's got a solid job going on? Her husband's got more hours at his job now, so the finances are looking more promising. Do they wait for a full year, pay each and every one of their bills solidly on time, build their credit score, and get into the real estate market a year from now? Or should they dive in now, pay that higher interest rate that the banks are going to demand in exchange for that lower credit score? Should they buy now, suffer through maybe the 1 year of higher interest rates, and then try to refinance come a year from now when their finances are in a better spot?
Yep, very, very good question. And Trisha, I would give you one piece of advice, and all the Trishas sitting out there listening. This is a very common situation to be in. I'd say tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people got caught in a credit crunch, as a result of misguided government policies, unintended consequences of well-intended policies that led to the housing price collapse that started in 2008 and hopefully in most parts of the country ended in about 2012, 2013. But if you think you can't qualify for a mortgage, there's a good chance that you're wrong. There is a good chance that you're wrong. What I suggest you do is get yourself in touch with a qualified mortgage lender. And if you want to give me a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, 484-574-4088. Once again, that's 484-574-4088. I've got contacts throughout the United States, and I can tell you who a very, very good mortgage lending contact would be, who understands all of the current programs and understands everything that you need to do to qualify for a mortgage. Now, chances are, if you think you need a 20% down payment or a 10% down payment, you probably don't. There are programs available to help first-time buyers and low-income buyers, and you don't need to meet those stringent requirements. The other thing that I would mention to you, if your credit rating is not where you think it should be, where you would like to have it, you do need to get that repaired, but if you talk, and again, I can recommend a good lender to you. I will do that research for you in your particular market. A good mortgage lender can tell you, okay, look, your credit rating doesn't make it right now. Here are your problems, and they can tell you what your problems are. They can run a credit check on you and say, okay, the reason that you have this low rating is that you've got these three charge-offs, you've got these four delinquent accounts. Here's what you can do over the next 6 months to a year to repair that, and then a year from now, your credit rating is going to be above 600, above 620, and we will be able to get you a loan. But the very first thing you need to do, if you're thinking about getting into the real estate market and you're not sure that your credit rating is good, is get in touch with a good mortgage lender.
Yeah.
And probably the another thing you ought to do, even before you get in touch with a good mortgage lender, would be to get in touch with a competent realtor and have him or her guide you through this whole process. And if you don't know who a competent realtor is, again, give me a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. I have contacts throughout the United States, and I can definitely recommend somebody who will do a very, very good job for you. And if I give you a name, that doesn't mean you have to use him or her. What it means is that I have spoken to this person's management, I have interviewed the person for you, and said, hey, I think this individual would do a good job for you. That's what it means. So I'd be glad to run that kind of a screening service for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. And just trying to inject a small bit of humor in here, Tricia, if you're listening. When it comes, I've connected with them, bankers once or twice as well, and if there's one thing they've reiterated time and again, you might think to yourself, oh, I can't talk to a bank. The numbers are ridiculously low. Trust me, bankers have said to me right to my face, no matter how low you think your numbers are or how crazy you think your situation is, bankers have heard even crazier. So don't be, feel free to unleash the cray when it comes to your current situation.
Yep.
They're there to help. Their lives are made better when they can make your life better. If they can't help you, they're not helping their own bottom line. Mm-hmm. So it's a double-edged sword there. But don't be shy about going into a bank, telling them what's going on. Just put everything out there numbers-wise, and honest to God, they can help more often than they feel like they can.
Absolutely. Good advice. And the first step really should be get yourself in touch with a good, competent realtor. And a couple of ground rules for selecting a realtor. Number one, feel free to give me a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, 484-574-4088. I'll do some of the screening for you and say, look, I've talked to this person's management. I've talked to this person. I've interviewed them. I think they would do a good job for you. And then give them a shot. You don't have to use them just because I recommend them, but I guarantee you they will be pre-screened. And then the first thing that realtor is probably going to recommend you do is to talk to a good lender. And the good realtor that I would recommend would have contacts with a good set of lenders in your area, wherever that may be. And talk to those lenders, at least one, and say, okay, here's my situation. What do I need to do to qualify?
I love that. You know, we were talking before about the various numbers and the current facts and stuff out there. We got a hard stop coming up in about 90 seconds here. But I was amazed at the fact that here in the Philadelphia area, and no doubt in tons of different cities where the show airs as well, Denver, we've got Louisiana, we've got Florida, we've got California, we've got all kinds of major cities and smaller cities, that the inventory of available houses right now, it seems to be a good buying market if you have a six-month inventory or less. And currently here in the Philadelphia area, and no doubt a lot of other cities coast to coast, it's half that. There's only a 3-month supply. That's crazy.
National average for single-family homes inventory is 4.6 months. So on average, nationally, we have a market where demand exceeds supply. Whenever you have demand exceeding supply, you're going to see the price go up.
Wow.
Let me add one other thing about how to select a realtor, Chrissy. If you're thinking about going ahead and selecting a realtor on your own, fine. Make sure, though, that you do a couple of things. Make sure you interview at least two, preferably three or four. And I would not do business with any real estate agent who has not been in the business for at least 5 years,
right,
unless that person is being coached and mentored very closely by an experienced real estate agent. Lots of people in the business who it's easy to get into, lots of people in the business who really don't have their feet on the ground, and you may wind up with a realtor who's not going to be able to do too much for you. We have, what, another minute left there,
dear? Another minute left.
Okay.
And one more thing to add here, mm-hmm, with regards to finding a realtor. All that advice is great advice. However, and I've already regaled all of you guys about my latest stories with the latest science project and the craziness in the house that is my own. We all know what we should be doing with regards to researching. If you have a crazy house like mine does, you know, maybe you're sitting there and the house needs a coat of paint. Maybe the dog just threw up. Maybe the kids are having trouble.
You have a dog?
That, whatever. No, but I talk to other people who do. And they're sitting there and you want to do all this.
Maybe there's something
research
I didn't know here.
No, but if you're looking for that great realtor, just give Dad a call. He will hook you up with the right one. If it's something outside the Philadelphia area, he will find the right one for you or lead you towards the right one that's going to save you a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And this is your big investment. This is it. Don't ever flush money down the toilet just to be polite to a family member or a friend who might say they might know a realtor. Get the research, knowledgeable, professional ones. Dad can put you on the right path to that. It's all good.
Yeah, and there's a danger there. Chrissy just mentioned that if you have a, you know, a brother-in-law or a sister-in-law or a cousin or some family member who just got their real estate license, very tempting to do business with them, but please resist that and go with somebody you think is qualified. Well, once again, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, 484-574-4088. Thank you, Chrissy. We'll see you next week.
My pleasure. Exactly right, guys. Hang out for a bit. We've got one more segment coming right after the break. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small, but not too steep. The best of all, cheap is cheap.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad, for our fabulous Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment, this past segment. I have been getting phenomenal responses from this. I am so excited because let's face it, no matter who we are out there, whatever, wherever we are in life, wherever we are with our finances, there's always been this little, it always grabs us about real estate, whether it's buying it, selling it, renting it, rehabbing it, flipping it. This is why real estate shows do so well on HGTV, all these other different types of networks, because we all know it grabs us. It does. So, and who better to show everybody how to get it done than Dad? He's just a fabulous realtor here in the Philadelphia area. If you have any questions, wherever you are, coast to coast, he has got contacts that he can get a hold of anywhere in the country. That is not an exaggeration. Contact him, 484-574-4088. Call him, text him, probably better. You can go into a little more detail, tell him what you're looking for, and he will hook you up. Buying, selling, renting, flipping, rehabbing. You know you got the itch for real estate. Make it a reality. Scratch that itch and give him a call and get the ball rolling. All right, talking about the top winter home remodeling projects. We talked before the break about touch-ups around your house. It's so true. And you know what else? I know it's crazy. I love the smell of fresh paint. It just feels like you did something very productive. So get yourself in gear. Touch up the paint around your house, if nothing else. It just does a body good. What next? I cannot believe these buckets of papers that I have here. You guys are the best. Keep the good stuff coming. Find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Find me, email me. You know where to get me. Send me more good stuff. Next up. Ooh, this is a good one. Light fixtures. Heck yeah. You want to know what I did? I was at Goodwill the other day. I was getting fresh stuff for one of our rooms, and I came across two lampshades. Usually, I just do the plain white lampshades. They're beautiful. They're elegant looking. They go with everything. But I'm starting to find that decorated lampshades, not girly ones that you'd find in a girl's room, they're adorable, but they're not meant for the rest of the house. Beautiful ones, just decked out in gorgeous fabric. Nothing that shuts down the light of the lamp too much, but something that just lends a really nice light to it. We don't have a lot of natural daylight in our homes, so the lamps are still on pretty constantly in our house. If you've got people in a room, you've got lights on in a room. And there's nothing like finding these gorgeous lampshades If you change nothing else in your room, try changing a lampshade. This time of year, people will walk in and immediately notice that you did something. And it's just a gorgeous touch. It really is. Take a look around. Hit your local home stores. Hit your local Goodwill. Go online. Find it at Craigslist or eBay. They're light and easy to ship. You'll find them for next to nothing. Honest to goodness, I love what you can find online for a fraction of the cost of retail. But go out to your other stores as well, your favorites, and take a look. Changing up the lampshades. Or changing up your light fixtures in general. Do you know what we've got? I'm going to try to paint a picture here. We've got one of our upstairs bedrooms, and it's a good-sized bedroom, which is a blessing. But all it has is an overhead light in the center of the ceiling, in the center of the room. So it doesn't give the light that we want it to give. By just adding a lamp on either side of the bed, this is a guest bedroom, adding a lamp on just either side of the bed, one on a dresser, a small one, tiny ones, and one on a nearby desk, it has transformed the room. It's brighter, it's cheerier, it's made it more charming, it's made it more approachable, and lighting does amazing things. Take a look in your kitchen. Take a look in the rooms where you spend the most amount of time. Maybe it's a bathroom, and you look up and you're like, holy God, that is one ugly light fixture. Go to your local home improvement center. It could be a small mom and pop. It could be one of the big stores. Go over there. You got people there that can point you exactly in the right direction. And believe it or not, it's not as tough as you might think to put one of these in. My recommendation, if you want to change up your light fixtures, call in a local electrician, somebody that you trust recommends. It's not a big deal putting one of these in, so it won't take him or her much time to do it. If you have anybody who is familiar with doing this kind of thing, put them to work. If you want to, though, it's a phone call to get someone over to your home and getting these light fixtures, switched out. If it's even like 20 minutes of work, you pay them for their work. It's not that much money, and you've got a brand new light fixture. The way a light fixture highlights a room can be a makeover in itself. So if you are looking maybe in a kitchen that doesn't do it for you anymore, the light fixture, or a bathroom, or your family room, or your bedroom, or the master bath again, or any bathroom in your home, take a look at the lighting in any of the rooms where you walk in and you kind of go, meh. Take a look around. Really envision what a brand new lighting fixture would do. Honest to God, it could do some amazing things. And the best part, they cost very, very little compared to doing a huge makeover on your home. They make a huge impact for very little money. I love that. Lighting fixtures. Of course they are. All right, here we go. Looking at more stuff here. Who sent me this? This is sent in from our Super Talk Mississippi stations. MoneyCrashers.com, 5 easy home improvement projects and upgrades for the winter. Thank you for sending me this. This was sent to me, a day or two after last week's show. Thank you, thank you. Here we go. Some easy winter projects you might want to tackle before spring hits. Bring it on. Repainting, boom. We talked about that. Ooh, they talked about repainting the garage. Let's face it. Again, as I sit here indulging in a moment of self-pity that I don't have a garage, but for those of you out there, think about the square footage you have in your garage alone. And if you're currently, you're stuffing it with stuff, you don't have time to take it anywhere, I totally dig that. I totally get it. Clean the stuff out. Take a weekend. Feel incredibly smug. I give you permission. Haul like a rental truck if you don't have something big enough. Haul everything away that you haven't used in years. The bikes, the everything else, the sleds that you'll never use again. All this other stuff. Clean out your garage. Have your car actually be in your garage. That's quite a moment. Have a wonderful, fabulous tax write-off. The envy of which, your neighbors will be crying with envy over your tax write-off. You give away the big stuff like that, stuff that you've never used, and then repaint it. I love that. People sent me pictures. We talked about this earlier. I won't touch on it too much. People sent me pictures. They put up shelving in their garage. They put up, kiosks where they have just all kinds of fantastic, well-organized, huge containers, sealed containers where they put everything. I'm so impressed. Good stuff. Yeah, exactly. Get it done. Repainting, working on your floors. Heck yeah. Hardwood floors. Another person, doggone it, I wish I had the name. She redid her entire kitchen in January. And it's a smaller kitchen. It's a wonderful efficiency kitchen. Has everything she needs, but a smaller type room. So not much square footage on the floor. She went and did, we talked about this last week, went to a local home improvement center and bought the stick-on tiles. Now, this is something you don't just slap them down. Oh, I'm just going to hodgepodge it. I'll be doing other things at the same time. No. You get the square footage that you need. You focus. you concentrate, and you get it done, it looks phenomenal. I could not believe it. If you've got any kind of a harder floor, a bathroom floor, a kitchen floor, get yourself to these home improvement centers. If you can't stand that floor anymore, get over there. You can find stick-on tiles that look like natural stone. You can find stick-on tile that looks like marble for your bathroom. It's unbelievable. Get it done, guys. Isn't it fun? I love this stuff. And above all else, keep sending me your pictures. I am so digging it. Let's get a couple of things done before spring hits. When spring hits, there'll be a whole bunch more things the kids need. Well, you know, the kids and the grandkids, the coworkers, friends all be starting their sports and other stuff, you know, gearing up for summertime. Let's get some stuff done now. And now I've barely made another hit in all of the various stuff sent to me. We'll be doing more home improvement next week. So until next week, guys, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.